The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
This Pride Month, Womanica is brought to you exclusively by Mercedes-Benz. Together, we've been celebrating queerness in the performing arts, and we're excited to share that we have a special episode coming your way tomorrow, featuring comedian Kia Barnes. From her lips to your ears, hear Kia share her own journey as an LGBTQIA+ advocate and queer culture curator. Tune in tomorrow for the special episode brought to you by Mercedes-Benz.
Hello. From Wonder Media Network, I'm Carmen Borga Carrillo, and this is Womanica. June is Pride Month, and to celebrate, we're highlighting queer stars of the stage and screen. They're women who expanded the norms of gender and sexuality in the limelight and behind the scenes. I help curate the month, and I'm so excited to guest host this episode. Today, we're talking about one of the most celebrated costume designers for both Broadway and Hollywood. Her work was known for its color and for its ability to capture character. She could deftly design anything from a royal gown to drab suburban attire. Let's meet Irene Sheriff. Irene was born in Boston in 1910. She started her design career studying art, first at the New York School of Fine and Applied Arts, and then the Art Students League in New York City. She also studied in Paris, at the Grand Chaumière Art School. Irene once said, "Color has always been important to me. I dream in color more often than in black and white. People and situations are symbolized for me by colors. Numerals and words have color." And indeed, color would become a huge part of her work and her life. Irene worked as a fashion illustrator for magazines like Vogue and Harper's Bazaar. Then, in 1928, her art got more tangible. She became an apprentice under designer Aline Bernstein at the Civic Repertory Theater Company in New York. Irene worked with Aline for many years, designing sets and costumes for more than a dozen plays, until the stock market crashed. The 1930s brought tough times to Broadway, so Irene went back to France, where she studied haute couture. Eventually, the theater brought her back to New York. She made a big splash with her scenic and costume design for a production of Alice in Wonderland in 1932. This success led to designing costumes for Broadway throughout the 1930s and 40s. Irene was not content with just one mode of performance. She designed for ballets and worked seamlessly between Broadway and Hollywood productions. For The King and I and West Side Story, Irene designed the costumes for both the film and theatrical productions. On set and in studios, Irene was a presence. She dressed glamorously, wearing a grand hat and a perfect bun. On sets, she won the respect of actors like Elizabeth Taylor. In a 2011 interview with Interview Magazine, Elizabeth described Irene's methods as an artist. "She studies the character, she studies the dialogue, she knows what scene precedes and what follows. She gets into the mood of each character, not just the one that she's mainly doing. She's a genius. I'm so sorry she's not here anymore. Irene could also be sharp and witty on set. In one retelling, she was asked about Faye Dunaway while filming Mommy Dearest. Irene said, "Yes, you may enter Miss Dunaway's dressing room, but first you must throw a raw steak in to divert her attention." Irene's career spanned about 50 years. She designed for more than 60 stage productions and 40 films.
The King and I, Irene Sher.
In that time, she won 5 Academy Awards and 1 Tony Award. Her designs turned into icons themselves, like Barbra Streisand's turn-of-the-century gown in Hello, Dolly. It needed to be functional so Barbra could dance, but it was also incredibly intricate, golden and covered in more than 0.5 pound of jewels. Even the thread was made of pure gold. Irene kept her personal life private, but she did have a close relationship with another woman, Mai Mai Zi, who was an artist and advocate. Folks who knew them described the couple as inseparable. They lived together and privately seemed to have a great love for one another. Mai Mai Zi died in 1992. Irene lived for just 11 months longer. Irene died in 1993 in New York. She was 83 years old. Following Irene's death, the Theater Development Fund created the Irene Sheriff Awards to honor her contributions to the art of costume design. Each year, the award brings the community together and honors designers and artists. In those artists today, we can still see Irene's influences on stage and screen. For more information, find us on Facebook and Instagram at Womanica Podcast. Special thanks to creators Jenny and Liz Kaplan for inviting me to guest host. As always, we'll be taking a break for the weekend. Talk to you Monday.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.